good morning, Upper Lynn Canal. Mike Swayze here with you in Sitka, Alaska, for day two of the regional Division 4A basketball tournament. And we get an early start again this morning. Skagway versus Thorn Bay is the first game of the day. Skagway had the first game both days. Yesterday, well, the Skagway Panthers didn't fare that well. They got beat handily by a Game Gustavus team. First time Gustavus has had a basketball squad in 15 years. And they were down a player. Their big man didn't make the trip because he was working on scholarship applications. So it didn't stop Gustavus from coming out and putting up a strong performance against Skagway. 62-14, the final score yesterday morning. Gustavus over Skagway. Now on the other side of the court, we've got the Thorn Bay squad. And Thorn Bay, I gotta tell you, the Wolverines looked a little overmatched yesterday in their game against Cake. That was the 11:45 game yesterday. Cake put up 86 on them. Thorn Bay only managed to score 27 in their own right. So, what does that mean for this morning's battle? I don't know. That's a tough call. I don't know exactly what that means. Skagway's playing Thorn Bay this year. They put up some good numbers against Thorn Bay. Were they able to beat Thorn Bay? No, not earlier. Will they be able to beat them today? Well, we're not sure. Injury report. Danny Brady, some of you may remember, a couple of weeks ago, he did get a pretty good contusion to the upper thigh area. We thought it was a knee injury, but it was not. So he seems to be up at full speed. As far as Wyatt Belisle goes, that knee is really bothering Wyatt Belisle. He's limping around like a zombie out there. He's got one leg is straight, and he's dragging it pretty good. He can kind of move, you know. But here's the problem. Skagway doesn't have any substitutions for him. So it's just the five starters for Skagway. If one of them goes down, if anybody runs into foul trouble, it doesn't. You know, that's it. Yesterday during the game, Alex Ackerman fouled out for Skagway, and that meant that they had to finish the game with four players. That did not help the final tally. He fouled out about halfway through the fourth quarter, too. It's interesting. In play, up and down the Lynn Canal this year, I've noticed a very physical style of play being rewarded by the officials. The officials really aren't making a whole lot of calls on pushing, hand checks, that sort of thing out top. Very physical play down low. So the more physical team tends to do very well in these matchups. And that does not play to Skagway's strength. Skagway's a finesse squad at this point. They're pretty young. Very young, in fact. And they don't have a lot of big guys. You know, they've got some tall, they've got length, they've got some speed, but they don't have anybody that's really physical down low. And I think that harms the Skagway chances. Well, let's go over the starting lineups for you today. For Skagway, Colton Belisle is going to start at guard, 5'11". Now, these are the numbers that are on the program. Hey, some of these kids have grown a little bit since I think the program was put out. I asked Wyatt Belisle the other day how much he grew last year. He said 14 inches, so he's growing every month a good inch. Alex Ackerman's going to start at 6'1", Micah Cook at 5'10", Wyatt Belisle at 5'10", and Danny Brady at 5'9". And for Thorn Bay, you've got the Thomas brothers, Austin and Clint, Johnny Jennings, Dylan Tips, and Colby Silverthorne, big kid, 6'5", coach's son. And the tip is up and underway. We have action in Sitka, Alaska. And the first shot put up by Clint Thomas was missed. Rebound comes down into the hands of Wyatt Belisle. Nice rebound by Wyatt. And Colton ran right out of his shoe. You got to double knot that thing, Colton. So we got a little break in the action as Colton Belisle addresses the wardrobe malfunction. In talking with Coach Kent Fielding, he's had to change his game plan a little bit since the Wyatt Belisle injury, and he's got him playing more of a post than he is out on the wing, because Wyatt's been playing the wing for most of the year, but his mobility is so limited that he's got to have him down low. And Wyatt responded yesterday with half of Skagway's points. So that really worked out nicely. And a drive up the court by Colton Belisle. His layup opportunity, he missed it. But the rebound comes down into the hands of Wyatt Belisle, and Wyatt is going to go to the line to shoot two. He's going to limp to the line and kind of grimace a little bit, and he's got two shots from the free throw line early in this game. Will Skagway get on the board first? It's possible. Wyatt takes a few dribbles. Puts up the first one off the back of the rim, no good. You know, when you're shooting free throws in a pressure situation, you've got to stand up to the line, and you've got to think to yourself, I got this. This is going in, and that's the only thing you can think to yourself. You think about just the, you know, if any self-doubt creeps in, you're going to miss the free throw, no matter how easy it is. And from 10 feet, it's not a hard shot, but Wyatt missed the second ball, and Thorne Bay comes down with the ball. First shot up by Thorne Bay, missed. Rebound comes down into the hands of Clint Thomas. His putback is blocked. But he gets it back, pulls it back out top, tips into the lane, gets it over to Thomas, and Clint Thomas puts in the first bucket of the game with about a three-foot right-handed floater from the right side. The Skagway is the away team today. A quick shot up by Micah Cook, missed off the rim, but a nice look from the free throw line by Cook, just unable to put the basket in. And up quickly is Clint Thomas. He launches up a three-point bomb. No good. Rebound comes down into the hand of Austin Thomas, but he's falling as he's trying to control the ball and is called for the traveling violation. So Skagway in their visiting royal blue with gold and white trim, and Thorne Bay in the home unis today, the home whites for Thorne Bay. Skagway will be traveling right to left across your radio today, and Thorne Bay, at least in the first half, will be going left to right. Skagway's got the ball now at the free throw line. A quick shot up from Colton Belisle. Misses everything and falls out of bounds. No good, but that was another nice look for Skagway. Skagway's getting some open shots today, and that's something that they've struggled with sometimes in the past. So maybe they've got a little momentum coming into this game. Thorne Bay quickly works it down low. Layup missed by Austin Thomas, and ball goes out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay Thorne Bay ball. It's going to stay Wolverine basketball. Scores 2-0 with 6:20 to go here in the first quarter. And Clint Thomas inbound the ball, gets it over to Dylan Tips. Dylan Tips with a three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Colton Belisle. And Colton's going to bring the ball up the court against a little bit of extended pressure. They've extended that zone up. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's working against the double team, gets it back out top to Colton Belisle, and Colton tried to pass the ball up to the high post to Cook, but Cook, he was trying to set a pick, so the ball just kind of went across the court, and this is an instance where Wyatt, if he had full range of motion, might have been able to pick that ball up off the court, but just couldn't catch up to it with that wounded wing that he's got. So another shot up by Thorne Bay, misses, and Skagway comes down with the ball, and Colton Belisle now has it in the forecourt. Gets it up top to Danny Brady. Danny Brady's going to try the dribble drive. Loses the ball a little bit. Gets it on the baseline over to Alex Ackerman. His jump shot no good. And rebound by Dylan Tips from Thorne Bay. And Dylan's going to work the ball up the court. Dylan Tips, not a big kid, but he's got a nice dribble. He's got a nice handle on the Thorne Bay side. He got the ball in down low to Austin Thomas. And Austin Thomas is fouled in the act of shooting. He will go to the line shooting 2:26 to go here in the first quarter. First shot up by Thomas, no good. Rainy day in Sitka this morning. Really? Yes. It does that a lot here. Second shot up by Thomas is in. That brings the score up to 3-0. Thorne Bay over Skagway early on. Colton Belisle brings the ball up over half court. Working off a couple of picks from Micah Cook. That zone is extended out, leaving a lot of gaps open. Alex Ackerman drives down into the left side of the lane with the left hand, puts up a left-handed one-handed shot, missed it, but was fouled during the play. So Alex Ackerman going to the line to shoot two. And this is one of my favorite routines from the free throw line. It's Alex Ackerman from the free throw line. He takes the ball, he spins it, gets it up high up over his head. Knocks down that first free throw, and Skagway's on the board. And, you know, with five players, this is one of the things that Skagway does a lot. They take their time at the free throw line, getting every chance at a breather that they can get. So Alex kind of stares down at the court, gives the ball a spin, puts it high up over the head, and knocks down the second one, and Skagway's down one early on here, 3-2 the score. 5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Torbay gets the ball up into the forecourt. Dylan Tips travels, but the official was not in position to see it. Only two officials in the opening in the first rounds of this tournament. They'll see three officials only in the championship game. I don't know if that's a cost-saving measure or what, but there it is. A shot put up by Austin Thomas. That was Clint Thomas, actually. Clint Thomas missed the shot. Austin Thomas came in, got the rebound, and laid it up and in for two. 5-2 now. And Skagway's got to watch that glass. They've got to make sure that they're boxing out and rebounding because they are susceptible to second shots. And there's a second shot right there. Dylan Tips brings the ball up the left-hand side after a Skagway turnover, gets the ball up off glass, and Thomas is there for the putback. So another couple for Thomas. And Thorne Bay is up 7-2 early. Skagway's got to stem that tide and make sure they're careful with the basketball. Colton Belisle gets it over on the left, over to Ackerman. Ackerman gets it right back to Belisle. And Thorne Bay looks like they're playing man-to-man. And Alex Ackerman has an open jump shot, misses. Rebound comes down to the hands of Austin Thomas. Gets it over to Clint Thomas. Over to Dylan Tips up in the forecourt. Dylan Tips is looking to work into the interior. He gets it in. There's a triple team, and Thomas works against a triple team, puts up a shot, and is unable to get it. The ball comes into the hands of Colton Belisle, but he is stripped of the ball from Austin Thomas from behind. Colton didn't get the ball out of there. He was stripped of the ball. Thomas's shot was no good, and then a pushing call, a pushing violation anyway, on Thorne Bay results in Skagway basketball. Danny Brady has the ball, just crosses over half court, gets it over on the right side to Colton Belisle. He's out by half court circle. Colton Belisle's going to work it over toward the right side. Oh, no, he's going to bring it back left off a pick from Micah Cook. But instead of driving to the hole, he tries to work it over to the wing, telegraphs the pass, and it's picked off by Thomas. Gets it over into the hands of Tips. Tips' jump shot, no good. And Ackerman comes down with a rebound. Now quickly up into the forecourt. Ackerman has it, and he's got numbers. Throws up a running one-handed floater with the left hand, misses everything, and quickly Tips is back up the court for Thorne Bay. His shot goes up off glass, and who's there to rebound it? It is Clint Thomas. Puts it right back in for two, and there's Skagway losing on the glass, losing that battle on the rebounding end. Danny Brady into the lane quickly, tries to dish it over to Wyatt Belisle, but it was tipped out of bounds by a couple of Thorne Bay players. Now, some of the Skagway players talked about the length of this basketball court, and we've got a timeout on the floor. This is an official-sized basketball court, the official 94 feet long. It's a little bit bigger, according to the Skagway players, than the Panther Gymnasium back in Skagway. And so some of these kids get a little winded out here trying to run up and down this court. And I get it, you know, with only five players, no substitutions. They shouldn't quite be winded yet, although maybe this is that first win. They got to get past that first barrier, you know, when you're exercising hard. And you get past that first one, you get your second win, and you can go for quite a while. You remember that? Yeah. All right, we got a score of 9-2. Thorne Bay up over Skagway early on. 2:51 here to go in the first quarter, and it's going to be Skagway ball underneath the Thorne Bay basket. Colton Belisle to inbound for Skagway. Gets it in quickly to Cook. Cook gets it right back to Colton down on the baseline, up top to Brady. It looks like Thorne Bay stepped back into a zone, and they got a steal out of it. It is Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas brings the ball up the court and turns it over. Goes to pick up his dribble and just turn it over, lost handle on it. So that's going to go back to Skagway, 9-2 again the score. Danny Brady looking to inbound. Gets it to Colton Belisle, and Colton is harassed by Johnny Jennings out there. Johnny Jennings, not a typical-looking point guard for Thorne Bay, but he's got a real good control of the ball, and he's a hustler. He's one of those kids that's just hustling on the court at all times. It just seems like he never gets tired, even though he's a bigger kid. And so that's why his coach has him out there on the court, Jim Silverthorne, the coach for Thorne Bay. Does he put the thorn in Thorne Bay? I guess so. Michael Cook has it up at the free throw line, gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt sees that he's not guarded, so he dribbles in, gets it back over to Cook. Cook's shot, no good. Rebound comes back down to Colby Silverthorne. The coach's son is out there playing. He's a big kid. He's 6'5", and he's beefy. And he takes up a lot of space down low. Nice rebound by him. So 2 minutes now to go, And it is still 9-2. A quick shot up by Thorne Bay. That was Clint Thomas. He missed it, but it was tracked down by Austin Thomas. And the outlet pass goes into the backcourt, so that's going to be a violation on Thorne Bay. The ball is going to go back to Skagway. We're going to have a substitution for Thorne Bay. Wouldn't that be nice? Nate Ayers comes into the game for Austin Thomas. Nate Ayers is a sophomore, 5'9 sophomore, coming in for the senior, Austin Thomas. Austin and Clint, both seniors this year, the twins. And a turnover by Skagway as they're trying to work the ball into the middle of the court. Clint Thomas comes up with the ball, gets it over to Dylan Tipps. Dylan Tipps puts up a three-point bomb, no good. Rebound comes down to Thorne Bay. Their putback, no good. And Alex Ackerman comes down with the ball, gets it over to Colton Bilal. Colton's going to push it up the court. Colton's got a pick set by Micah Cook. Comes up on the elbow, puts up a jump shot, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Alex Ackerman. Alex is trying to make some space, puts up a shot, is fouled by Colby Silverthorne, and Alex Ackerman will go back to the line, and this is a kid that Skagway needs to get going here early on in the game. If Alex Ackerman can get into the scoring column, Skagway has a chance. They need to get Alex going. They need to get Colton Belisle scoring points and Danny Brady driving to the hole. Now, in addition to that, obviously, Micah Cook's got to do some rebounding, and Wyatt, if he can contribute with that wounded knee, that's all gravy. So, and yesterday he was a large part of Skagway's offense. So, you know, hopefully that will continue as Wyatt gets used to this new position down in the post. First shot by Ackerman misses. And the second free throw up, and no good.
All right.
So missed opportunity there for Skagway. Still 9-2 the score with a little over a minute here to go in the first quarter. Tipps has the ball, gets it over on the wing to Nate Ayers. His jump shot draws nothing but backboard. Unable to corral the rebound is Micah Cook, and the ball goes out of bounds off of his hip. And Clint Thomas set to inbound. A few ball fakes, but his inbounds pass is picked off by Ackerman, and Ackerman's racing against about three different Thorne Bay players. His layup opportunity, he misses it a little too strong, and rebound comes down to the hands of Dylan Tipps. Oh, that was a good opportunity, again missed by Skagway. Quickly into the lane is Johnny Jennings with a jump stop. He doesn't get a shot off, but he was fouled on the play, and so ball will be taken out from the baseline by Clint Thomas. That foul's going to go against Ackerman. That is his first foul of the game. Thorne Bay gets the ball inbounds, puts up a quick shot, draws nothing but air, and Colton Bilal comes down with a rebound. He wants to push it into the forecourt, but a lot of defensive pressure there. And a quick pick by Danny Brady gets Colton Bilal free, but Colton's pass over on the wing to Alex Ackerman, was a little bit wide, and Ackerman couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds, and another turnover for Skagway. Ball goes back to Thorne Bay. Dylan Tipps into the forecourt, and he gets it out to Clint Thomas. Clint Thomas wants to get it right back into Dylan Tipps. Dylan Tipps, smallest guy on the court for Thorne Bay, down low, puts up a hook shot and is fouled in the process. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. 22 seconds to go here in the first quarter, 9-2 the score. Dylan Tipps' first shot up and good for Thorne Bay. Crowd still a little sparse here yet this morning. This gym does get loud when it gets packed, and we should see some big numbers later on today for some of these afternoon games, but early yet. Second shot by Tipps, no good, but there for the rebound is Thomas. He puts it up, he misses. Rebounds fought for and out of bounds off of Thorne Bay. And we've got a little full court pressure put on by Thorne Bay, so Alex Ackerman has to come up into the backcourt to help bring the ball up, and he's got it. He's got a lane, loses control of the dribble, but Colton's there to pick it up. Colton's got a 12-foot jump shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Clint Thomas over into the hands of Dylan Tipps. Dylan wants to push it up into the forecourt. Not enough time for Jennings to get a shot off. He got the ball in the lane in point-blank range, but just didn't get it off in time. So 10-2 is going to be your final score of the first quarter.